Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Jess Kelly joins us now with Tech Check and other things, because it turns out she knows how to punctuate. Jess, the battle against misinformation, we've moved on from punctuation,
yes,
continues. Social media company TikTok says it will now add labels to content to help inform its users. Explain this to me.
So we know that AI, deep fakes, altered images, doctored audio, it's very prominent on social media these days. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's done in jest. Sometimes it's done to, you know, poke fun at somebody. And sometimes it's done to change a narrative.
Okay.
So whether that is in the political landscape, in the sporting landscape, in the entertainment world, there's an awful lot of doctored images and videos appearing. So TikTok is now going to, at source, when you upload content that has been generated with AI, it'll put a label on it to help you know that this is doctored or altered in some way. Now, what's interesting is this is only going to happen if you create the content on another platform. So say, for example, you edit a video on your laptop or on your phone.
Okay.
You utilize some form of AI on it.
Okay.
And then you upload it to your TikTok, which I know you have, and then you put it out into the world. A label will appear to alert the people viewing your content that it was generated with AI.
Okay, but if it is produced on the platform that is TikTok,
there are some labels already in place. So if you use any sort of AI filter on AI, so within the TikTok platform, sorry.
So if I give myself rabbit ears, it will say these are not real.
Exactly. It'll say that this is a particular filter. The Instagram is the same as well. So bit by bit, we're getting there. But I am concerned that, you know, does this go far enough? And also, the doctored images is only one part of misinformation. If you open your TikTok now, and this is something that I've been examining over the last number of months, you will see people in their gardens, maybe in their dressing gown, talking to the camera, spouting misinformation.
Okay. So there's nothing about what they're saying. So I could go out and say awful inflammatory things.
Defamatory things and all the rest. And there is no
label. And
that's
okay, TikTok wise. Okay.
And this is the thing, is that I think we're getting so conscious and aware of AI, which we absolutely should, but we can't forget the basic principles of right and wrong, truth and fiction.
The internet is bandit territory. Are we moving in this direction? Is there more direction of travel in this way?
Yeah, there absolutely is. We're seeing the likes of Meta partnering with different organizations to try and identify content that's been generated by AI and, again, label it where possible. Google has announced that AI labels are coming to YouTube. So bit by bit, we are getting there. But I do think that this is a gargantuan task, and AI is only part of the problem. It's not the entire problem.
Thank you for that, Jess. As ever, we shall talk to you again next week.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.